anybody's anybody's value cognition. It could be also the higher beings. Even higher beings, the higher consciousness, you know, is a value cognizer, distinguishing the conventionality, not the ultimate.
Right. Same thing, if you want to say that, don't you say that it's not true, you are not true, you are not true.
So, you know, as long as it's, it's the value cognition of the sentient being, you know, so the higher beings are also sentient being, right? So as long as it's the, you know, it's the value cognition of the sentient being, then, you know, it's always the value cognition distinguishing the conventionality. So even the Bodhisattva on the 10th bhumi, who is about to, you know, who is going to gain enlightenment in the next moment, you know, even that Bodhisattva, you know, the Arya Bodhisattva, cannot perceive the emptiness, cannot see the emptiness or realize emptiness through the eye consciousness. So any object that is a conventional truth, so realizing, you know, or cognizing that object is called the value cognizer, distinguishing the conventionality. Sometimes, you know, the conventional truth can, you know, is divided into two. It's like a real conventional truth, or the, you know, the real conventional truth, and then the false conventional truth, you know, in terms of the worldly views. The wrong conventional truth is something that doesn't exist as it appears, and that can be cognized by the ordinary worldly beings. So that is, you know, that is called the wrong conventional truth. So like the example is the reflection in the mirror. So the reflection in the mirror, you know, it appears as the person, but it's not a person, right? It doesn't exist as it appears, and it can be cognized by ordinary people. Like ordinary people can say, oh, that is not a real person. That's just a reflection. Can be cognized, you know, that that's not a real person. So that kind of, you know, cognition is called the conventional, you know, the wrong conventional truth. So we can cognize that, right? We can. So the face inside the mirror is not one's face. You can understand that, right? But the eye consciousness which sees that you know, to eat, the consciousness to eat, if the, it appears as its own face. Right? Uh-huh.
And
not only that, but also one thinks that, oh, that is my face. That, you know, that appears in the mirror, you know, one thinks that that's my face. So even one thinks that's one's face, but by you know, by thinking that that's one's face, one can understand, one can realize that, you know, one can come to understand that it's not one's face. You know, so therefore, it is called the wrong conventional truth. And then, like, you know, these, like the table, the vase, or the house, you know, those things, you know, cannot be cognized, you know, as it is, you know, cognized as being empty of existing in a way it appears to us.
And
so, therefore, you know, this table, the table which cannot be, you know, which cannot be cognized by ordinary worldly beings, you know, that it is empty of existing in a way it appears to us. It cannot be cognized by the ordinary worldly beings. Therefore, this, you know, the table is a real conventional truth.
Oh yeah, that is it. Pakuzo dembalarwa, jite shingola tete yanda kuzo dolobe kuzo niyeja. That is at the end of the day.
So then the next is the definition of the ultimate truth. Is the object found by a valid cognizer distinguishing a final phenomena, and with respect to which a valid cognizer distinguishing a final phenomena becomes a valid cognizer distinguishing a final phenomena. So you have to think this way. If it is existence, then it has to be either conventional truth or ultimate truth. There cannot be one thing that is both conventional truth and ultimate
truth.
So now, first, you know, we have to understand what is the final phenomena. You know, this is distinguishing final, value cognizer distinguishing a final phenomena. So what is the final phenomena? So that's what we have to understand first. So, like, for example, the table, what is the ultimate the mode of the table? What is the ultimate, you know, mode of the table? How the table really exists? You know, what is the ultimate mode of the table? The ultimate mode of the table is that it is empty of, you know, existing from its one side.
Oh. The name is a Jose Ting Tony Tobe Lotella.
So therefore the mind understanding the emptiness of the table, you know, is called the value cognizer distinguishing the final phenomena.
So
So the mind that realizes emptiness of the table, you know, is the a valid cognizer distinguishing a final phenomena. Right? You understand that part? And so the emptiness of the table, you know, is the object found by the valid cognizer. So it's looking, you know, it's analyzing or distinguishing, right? So it sees that. So the object